This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
September, if you're not, this is a good place to be because I'll clue you in. You can clue me in as well with your thoughts about what's going on. Continuing on social media, the conversation on Twitter is at DJ V Show and Facebook /Good Day and the DJ V Show as well. Hillary Clinton and the obsession she has with becoming president. Is it an obsession? I think it would pass for an obsession, frankly. She wants it so much. She wants it so badly. Should she get it because she has such a force in herself? She is so obsessed. She's so desirous of having this job. She wants it at almost any expense. Look at her health. She has a history of ignoring health and then health problems, and then paying the price. She's out on the campaign trail again. She does. Oh, is it tomorrow? I thought it was today.
She's taking one last day to rest, yeah. So she'll be back out tomorrow.
Do you think she really is resting? Or she got a phone in her ear?
As much as she can email. Rest. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
But don't you think she has an obsession?
Oh, without a doubt.
But don't they all?
I don't think Trump does. I don't get that he has an obsession about being the president. I don't get that George Bush had an obsession about being a president.
She definitely is on a whole new level. Yeah. She is absolutely obsessed, yeah.
Right, yeah. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's part of what makes people successful. If you really set your mind to it, you know, thoughts are things. And she has her mind set on it. I'm not so sure that Trump has his mind set on it. He may have particular aspects of the job. And again, here we are stumbling and bumbling and fumbling around with our thoughts. We don't really know what goes on in these people's minds. But I would definitely say that Hillary Clinton has a really strong sense of getting they want this job for her. They, the Democrats, they, the people in her family, they, the people who are her friends. Speaking of Democrats, there was a lot of talk about a month ago or 2 months ago or 3 months ago about the Democrats taking over the Senate. Not so fast. I would say, from what I can glean, and I have a fairly good political mind. I don't use it a lot on the air because I don't find the conversation to be of much value, frankly, and hear all this stuff someplace else, although in this hour of the program, in depth, I do like to sort of spot off a little and have you agree or disagree with me at 888-302-3684. You can send email as well as social media comments to Doug@DougStephan.com. The reason the Democrats are concerned about their chances of retaking control of the Senate is because they don't have as much dough as the Republicans do. That's how corrupt the system is. I'm not saying that the Democrats ought to control the Senate. I'm just telling you that I always like it when things are broken up, Democrat in the
and
White
so
House.
And so does the electorate, apparently. I was talking to our political director here at the network yesterday.
Yeah.
And in several battleground states where Trump is not doing as well as he
might,
or as he might, the Senate campaigns are doing very well, meaning that the voters in that state are realizing that they could have a Democrat president and want a Republican Senate.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the way it usually happens.
Yeah, it ought to happen that way.
It's very rare that we get, you know, a clean sweep.
There are a number of, there are just so many senators that ought to go. Dick Durbin's been around way too long. Mitch McConnell's been around way too long. I think the amount of money that is being funneled into some of these races, for example, New Hampshire, Nevada, Indiana. I was talking to somebody last night who was from Indiana, and they like Mike Pence a lot. What will happen there to the control of the state with him gone? I haven't felt really good about him. I never felt very good about him because he isn't my kind of a guy. Everybody's different. We all have our ways or interests. Let's see here. The fellow who heads the Senate Democratic Fundraising Committee, John Tester of Montana, who I think actually is quite a good, he's a former farmer slash rancher. I think he's quite good. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York has such a huge war chest that he gave $2 million. Schumer gave $2 million to Tester for his campaign. $2 million. Yeah. Schumer has control.
How can he get that much money?
Of tens. What? Schumer?
Yeah.
He spends all his time raising money for his campaign. He can give as, they can do as much as they want to. This is like their own personal. These campaign funds, these campaign slush funds, are like personal bank accounts. The candidates can do anything, including use the money for their own purposes, retirement. They can do whatever they want. I told the story on the air, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, of a friend of mine who was associated with me through my connection at Heidelberg College, a congressman who'd been in for a good long time, highly regarded, good, strong family. He had $6.5 million in his campaign when he died. His campaign fund was $6.5 million. It all went to his wife to do what she wanted with. So, I mean, and that happens whether you're running for local office, statewide office, whether you're running for federal positions. It is very corrupt. And all the money comes from these various people. They talk about Hillary and getting money for the Clinton Foundation. Yeah, yeah. But the money of, at least some of the money in the Clinton Foundation goes to help people in certain causes that are good, agreed upon good. But when you just take, you have this huge campaign, I don't know how much money Schumer's got. You probably Google it. I'm betting it's $20-30 million. As he's always, every night of the week, he's out raising dough.
But you're talking about in his campaign funds.
In his campaign funds.
Not in his personal bank
account. No. He had $2 million from his campaign account to give to John Tester. You can do whatever you want.
Wow.
Tester doesn't, Montana doesn't have, people out there don't have a lot of dough. So Tester has a highly contested race. So he's going to have $2 million. Can you imagine how far $2 million will go in Montana? They'll blanket the state with radio ads and television ads. Yeah. So a little bit of political reality in a moment. Political reality in California. Up next here on Good Day at 15 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's been the greatest season ever of America's Got Talent.
Amazing. Incredible.
Tonight on the finale, it will all come down to one decision. Live.
A star is being born.
Then, her mystery captivated America. A body tattooed, a mind erased.
People who did this to me need to be stopped.
TV's number one new drama, Blindspot, moves to Wednesday with a stunning season premiere. Tonight, after the live finale of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
It's been the greatest season ever of America's Got Talent.
Amazing. Incredible.
Tonight on the finale, it will all come down to one decision. Live.
A star is being born.
Then, her mystery captivated America. A body tattooed, a mind erased.
People who did this to me need to be stopped.
TV's number one new drama, Blindspot, moves to Wednesday with a stunning season premiere. Tonight, after the live finale of America's Got Talent on NBC.
All right, 18 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Governor Jerry Brown of California signed legislation establishing one of the most ambitious carbon reduction goals in the country, nay, in the world. The bill has enormous implications for the economy of California and for its efforts to try to get rid of climate change or somehow or other influence or combat climate change. The law requires that those of you who live in California reduce your carbon pollution to a level that's 40% below what was being produced in 1990. Everybody's going to have to drive an electric car there. They already have. I will tell you, as a part-time resident of Los Angeles, when I first started going there in 1993, you could see the layers of gluck in the air, four or five deep. When you landed at LAX, yeah, you see the brown, the black, the soot, the dirt. Don't see that anymore. The air's good and clean and clear over Los Angeles in the basin. So whatever they've done has sort of done the trick. And that's a good thing. That was a law that was, that I think it's when it mid 2006, if I remember correctly, started late.
How has it helped the economy over there? I mean, obviously, it's a great thing that they've cleaned it up.
Well, it was strong. California's got a strong economy. It
now
becomes part of the economy itself. The Environmental Protection Agency showed the state was on track to meet the goals that were set in 2006. Those who are opposed to this, Richie, as you're sort of suggesting with your question, say that making this sort of a cut to greenhouse gas emissions hurts the economy a lot. But then in California, they're not always too practical, if you know what I mean.
They can't create their own clean water.
No.
They have to like Arizona.
Easiest thing in the world to do with a desalinization plant.
Yeah, you're right.
21.
The ocean.
Yeah, help yourself. 21 after the hour.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I like this anyway. We're trying to get some variety in this reference to Pharrell Williams. He has a new movie soundtrack that he's working on. It's a film called Hidden Figures. He produced and composed the music for this movie. He sat for a question and answer session along with the film's three leading ladies, Taraji Henson, whose first claim to fame was on Person of Interest, then she was on Empire, right? Or she still is, I think.
You know, I think the first time I ever saw Taraji Henson was, she was in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and she was nominated for Supporting Actress.
Really? I don't even remember her in that.
She's the one who takes the little weird-looking baby and then raises him into being Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yeah, she was great in that.
Really? Octavia Spencer, Janelle Monáe, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yep.
Gentlemen, anyway, they were all there at the Toronto International Film Festival. The film tells the story of three black women who played a large role in helping NASA launch John Glenn into orbit. Wow, this is some hours.
Did you know this story? Because I know you're a NASA aficionado.
Yeah, no, I don't know the story. Nope.
This just looks fascinating.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And what Pharrell said was, I want all the young girls, regardless of what color you are, to see this film and recognize that only can you do it, but actually it's been done. And that is so true about so many things. All roads with me lead to the space program. I know you don't like it, but with me, it is inspirational. It is an emotion that's tied to it as to how well Americans can do if they put their mind to it, all kinds of
stuff. Yeah. So I like that Janelle Monáe said she was upset she loved the script when she read it, but she was also upset that she didn't even know this story existed.
No.
I've never heard this either.
It was like the Tuskegee Airmen, that kind of stuff. You never knew who those people were until the book came out and then the movie afterwards. And I'm not one of these people who at all gets on the same bandwagon as this clown, although my I looked at my son's Facebook page this morning, and he's got a picture of himself wearing a jersey with what's-his-face's name on it.
Oh, your boy Colin Copernicus?
Copernicus, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So I'll have, when I see him this weekend, we'll have a little laugh over that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that we do a horrible job, I think, in acknowledging our heroes, whoever they are. we tend to attribute heroism to the wrong people, in my opinion. We don't laud, we don't praise, we don't underscore what people, and oftentimes it is a racial thing. It's, I didn't say racist, but I did say racial, because we do have a lot of prejudiced people, and so some of these stories get buried, and I'm glad this is coming out. This looks like it'd be a good movie.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else happening musically here. Lady Gaga back again in the focus. Her new single, Perfect Illusion, sparks some social media speculation that the song is a negative commentary on her relationship with Taylor Kinney, who she was engaged to. Right, another one of these Taylor Swift, we're going to tell the story.
No. And
let's listen to some of the lyric line. Peter, crank that up, will you, for us? She says, to the contrary, I love Taylor so much. This song is not a hit out against Taylor. The song is about not only feelings that I've had, but that he's had, that my friends have had, my sister has in her relationship. It's a record about all of us. Well, let me crank it. I want to see if it's about me. Crank it over there. That you can make relationships whatever you want them to be. You can cover up, you can just choose to ignore things that are going on. Maybe that's what this is about in part.
Well, I love that she says, I'd never use my song publicly to hurt anyone.
Well, good for
Anti-Taylor Swift.
28 past the hour.
Don't pin all your hopes for a good corn yield on plant genetics. That advice from the head of one of the largest seed companies in the country. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The CEO of Stein Seed Company in Adel, Iowa, Harry Stein, is justifiably proud of his company's seed breeding efforts. But he's also quick to say that he can't give all the credit for a good crop to seed breeding improvements. Stein says a good hybrid can't perform with bad agronomics.
We think farmers all should be very careful to put on the proper amounts of sulfur today. And we think to get the high yields, you have to put on multiple dates of your nitrogen, which includes a in-season application. And it's also essential, we believe, to use fungicides.
Learn more at steinseed.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Conversation. This is sort of my hour to do my thing. And when it comes to what's going on in our country, I have plenty of opinions. What's going on in the world, I have plenty of opinions about that. So a couple of things sort of piqued my interest this morning. One of them is what I remember studying in college and in high school, something called gunboat diplomacy. Only the modern version of it is at 35,000 feet. You'll recall that several times in the past several months, the U.S. has flown B-1 bombers equipped with the latest non-nuclear cruise missiles on missions in Europe and in Asia, meant to show any of the bad guys, adversaries, as well as the good guys, our allies, what one commander calls an unshakable commitment of technology and of strength. The flights are part of a strategic mission aimed at sending a pretty strong message to the Ruskies, to the Chinese, to the North Koreans, because each one of these B-1 bombers, Richie, is equipped with 24 non-nuclear cruise missiles.
Wow.
That are highly accurate. You see the results of how accurate they are when you see some of these Daesh leaders taken out, and you see the footage afterwards. Sometimes you see it in a movie or a television show too, but it's pretty awesome with these. Well, I mean, with the money we spend on all this stuff, it ought to be awesome. So anyway, they have not only accurate missiles, but the bunker busters as well. And so they have deployed these so that people, you know, we hear the news media talks about the Russians, the Chinese, and the North Koreans sort of playing with us. But I haven't seen anything until this that suggests we're doing the same thing back. It's a dangerous game, and it's kind of sad, in a manner of speaking.
Well,
by the way, the stuff that is flying over all of these areas is stationed at Anderson Air Force Base, where we were in Guam. That's where the B-1s are.
Yeah.
Yep. And Japanese have some of our F-15s in
there.
That's
a big base. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a huge base.
I mean, North Korea is the only one that's really a threat. China and Russia are trying to hack us from the backside, and they would never do anything militarily.
You wouldn't have thought.
North Korea, they're crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kim Jong-un is crazy.
Right, so China's got their thumb on them a little bit, but North Korea is not very impressed with our flyover that we did with the B-1 bomber yesterday. They're calling it a bluff.
Yeah. It is a bluff. All right. Meanwhile, speaking of bluffing, the president of the Philippines, Mr. Duterte, is that how you pronounce the name? Duterte?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks.
Something like that. Rodrigo Duterte embarrassed himself and kind of embarrassed President Obama as well, calling him a son of a you-know-what. So, but then you look into what goes on here. We're supposed to be allies, friends, pals. But this guy, Duterte, who was just recently elected, doesn't seem to want the U.S. to have any military presence in his country anymore. So he's planning and has announced plans to make sure the U.S. gets out of his country. One of the complications, however, is that we are supposed to spend $120 million in aid for his country, mostly military aid. I'm sure that the president there would be happy to accept that. Let's listen to an overview of this story from the here and now.
The Philippines and the U.S. are supposed to be close military allies, so it's a bit weird the country's new president, Rodrigo Duterte, wants to kick U.S. special forces out of his country. Duterte blamed the U.S. for the current unrest on Mindanao Island, where an Islamist insurgency is based, saying, "For as long as we stay with America, we will never have peace in that land." He also wants to reorient the country's U.S.-centric military policy. That'd be a tough feat for Duterte. The U.S. is slated to give the Philippines more than $120 million in military aid this year. And earlier this year, the two nations finalized an agreement to station U.S. troops at five different bases around the Philippines. The military alliance is supposed to be a bastion against China's influence in the region, particularly its moves in the South China Sea. But Duterte's also signaled he might welcome closer ties with China. The Philippine president hasn't been shy about bashing his country's ally. He referred to President Obama as a son of a bitch while warning him not to interfere with the country's domestic policy. For now, the Philippine military says it's still committed to maintaining its alliance with the U.S. One general said Duterte was simply expressing his concern that U.S. servicemen could be targeted by militants.
All right. Okay.
He's very worried.
Yeah. That's certainly has a troubled situation there. So that's that story. Meanwhile, moving around to stuff that's important in our country, the education system in our country is one of those things that I find especially important and something that's worth spending a little more time talking about. You don't hear conversations about education on anybody else's radio program. Maybe because I was a teacher for a while, people in my family have been teachers and are. But I find our system to be corrupt, and I find our system to not work, and I find our system, when you look at the amount of money that's spent, to be very distressful for those who participate, those who are supposed to be the beneficiaries, all of us. And now to come to find out, not only is the U.S. federal government trying to influence policy in our country, but the United Nations is now in the game trying to set goals for the world when it comes to education. And so those of you who don't like the idea of universal government, here's something for you to chew on. The UN has set a goal for the world to have universal primary and secondary education by the year 2030, but says it won't happen until the year 2100 because there isn't enough money and there aren't enough people who can coordinate or monitor education. And then here comes the big kicker. This sounds like the rich versus the poor advocates in our country. The United Nations says that because high-income countries like the U.S., Russia, and Sweden have universal primary education, it's up to us to fund the education in everybody else's country. And that we should use some of our money to eliminate war and conflict. That's in the way of children getting a what they call Western-style education. So what they're advocating, if I read between the lines here, is that everybody ought to have a Western-style education. I don't know what that means. The Western education that we're getting in our country sucks. So why do we want... I mean, it's better than nothing, and that's what they have in many of the African countries, for sure. Middle Eastern primary education... there's so much destruction there. There's no educational system at all in Syria and Libya. They don't have school. The kids don't go to school because they don't have. It's war. Everything is war.
Somalia,
sure. And then areas of Africa where they just don't have any money.
Right.
So is it our job? I'm asking this with sort of completely open expectations as to what the response would be. We are, by our own admittance, 10 years behind the schedule for secondary education. How can the United States be a model when 62% of the students in Los Angeles in high schools drop out? What the hell kind of an example is that? And look at where you are. What are the stats? Do you even know what the stats are in the community where you live? Is it very good, very bad, mediocre?
The dropout rate?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I will tell you that... For me, all politics are local, and our schools in our neighborhood are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Families come from around the region to come to our schools. So I may have
school choice where you are.
There's not school choice. There are schools. What do they call them? Charter schools.
Yeah.
In the area. In our county, we have technical schools, like a science school.
Yeah, good.
And my son was just invited to apply there.
Oh, good.
So, you know, Fairfax County does a good job. So, yeah, in the country as a whole, but people tend to look at, okay, where's my kid going to school and is it good for me?
I'm not looking down my nose at this proposal. I just think, I don't know if the UN, I mean, who, at least they're taking the bull by the horns. Because the fact that there is so little education, so much ignorance around the planet, we have, unless you travel out of this country, you have no idea how bad things are elsewhere. Because this, we are really an island. Europe, to an extent, is as well. But the Asians are trying to bring things around. The Japanese system of education is pretty specific. But it's making one's life better through education can only be better for the world. It's just whether this is the way to do it. I don't know. It's because I don't have another plan that's better. I just thought it was interesting, and you'd find it interesting that the UN is getting quietly so involved.
Fairfax County.
Yeah.
Graduating 93% of girls, 96% of boys.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
88% African American. I don't see the Latino.
Not that good in my community, I'll tell you that. In a moment, what's going on the soccer field as we have time here? It's 45 past the hour, and good day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance.
But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
It's been the greatest season ever of America's Got Talent.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Tonight on the finale, it will all come down to one decision. Live.
A star is being born.
Then, her mystery captivated America. A body tattooed, a mind erased.
The people who did this to me need to be stopped.
TV's number one new drama, Blindspot, moves to Wednesday with a stunning season premiere. Tonight, after the live finale of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
I've been studying or looking at this whole phenomenon of soccer. As many of you know, I've become associated with the anti-football movement because of all the head injuries. But I've also said that soccer is increasingly more injury-prone, or players are. But that hasn't stopped people from moving away from football into soccer. So what's the downside? The upside is it's great physical activity. The downside is the number of head injuries. Back to the same thing. You take your children out of football because you're worried about head injuries. Well, put them into soccer, and the same thing happens. Studies on brain conditions focusing on football and ice hockey, and now they're bringing it around to soccer because so many people are reporting that problem. So just keep that in mind as you work at signing up your children or some athletic events at the beginning of the school year. 50 minutes past the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. Joining us on the program is the ready-to-wear designer Christian Siriano. He's here with some interesting, kind of compelling style tips. I'm looking at some of the stuff that comes from the latest fall collection. Lane Bryant has some very interesting ideas to rock your wardrobe. I don't know if it's going to rock the men. It may. Actually, this is a twofer, kind of, I think, Christian, because we have men who are intrigued by the latest fashions for women to see what the women in their lives are going to look like. So what do we have that's new?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're trying to do. We want to make sure everybody's happy. Yeah, I'm so excited. You know, this is our fall collection for Lane Bryant. And, you know, I think it's all about, you know, that transition. You know, everybody's so used to summer dressing, and it's about getting back into your kind of fall atmosphere, you know. But, you know, it's almost like you're a little more dressed up, a little more elegant, but you still want to be comfortable. That's super important.
So this is the second time you've worked as a designer for Lane Bryant.
Yeah.
What is it that brings you back? What is there that you have idea-wise that they find intriguing and vice versa? You're intrigued, obviously, to work with them.
Yeah. You know, I love working with the Lane Bryant team. You know, what I really love is that we're just all about, you know, celebrating women. You know, we have sizes from size, you know, 10 to 26, and we have price ranges that are under $50. You know, I really wanted to have a range in this collection for sure, and I hope that they, you know, love that I, you know, have the same passion to support everyone. And, you know, we want to have something for everyone in this collection, whether even if you just get a great dress to wear to work, or if you need something to go out with your girlfriends on the in the evening, whatever it may be, we have something for you.
All right. So how much have you been influenced by Ashley Graham? She has now brought some real credibility to larger women. And my own personal preference is, I don't know, larger, but I like women
who are have some size and shape to them, because I think that's what is that's what I like.
Yeah.
More and more. I mean, I don't get the this business about women that have no shape. Lane Bryant is about women who have shape.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I love Ashley Graham. She's a good friend of mine, and I think it's way more fabulous. And I always say, if my mom approves it, my mom's a size 16, and if my sister approves it, we're good to go. So I think that's always an important thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
All right. So you have some things that are only going to be available in the stores, and some that are online. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a few, really great pieces exclusive for, on LaneBryant.com that you guys have to check out. And then there are some really amazing pieces in stores that, every woman hopefully will want to try on and see if they love it.
Mm-hmm. Last week, a lot of talk about Fashion Week. How much of what you created showed up?
Yeah, Fashion Week is always exciting. I just showed my collection, and, we're showing for spring 2017 next year. But it was really exciting, and, we had a really diverse runway. I had women of all shapes and sizes on the runway, and that was really exciting and different. And Ashley Graham was actually there in the front row, so that was fun.
Yeah. Well, I just think it shows what's changing. So,
yeah.
With average women are size what, 10, 12, 14? Isn't that really pretty much where you are? And what's the most popular price for some of these things that you've created? I think that's what people are also interested in. What's the price point?
Yeah, I think what's great is, we have items that are under $50, and then we have, dresses that, are $100 to $150, and, you really get a great look for, I think, a really great price.
A good look for a great price. That's what everybody wants. You just hit the nail on the head. All right, so the one thing, not the one thing, but one of the things that intrigues me, what you just said very quickly, people don't realize how far in advance this stuff has to be. We're laughing about at Labor Day, the stuff's out for Halloween, and then there's stuff out for Thanksgiving. But you said you were working on spring 2017. For those of us who don't want to leave summer and the good weather, there's optimism right there. You're already at, and this stuff will be sold for delivery to stores, so that after the 1st of January, all of these things will become part of what people see in the department stores, right? Or at Lane Bryant.
Yeah. I know, it's exciting. That's what it's all about. It's all about having, the look for what's happening next. I really appreciate you having me. Thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, good to talk with you. Good luck and continued success. Christian Siriano, a collection being shown during Fashion Week for Lane Bryant here on Good Day.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.